We usually try to have anywhere from 38 to 40 varieties that we never know exactly which varieties we're going to have until the last, so we do our shopping the
day
before
morning,
the event.
Yeah. Or the day before in this case, yeah.
Yeah, and because it just depends on who's got what available that day and how much. So we might be able to get only 1 pound of like little champagne tomatoes from David Baum, or we might be able to get 10 pounds of celebrity from another grower. So we just buy what we do buy our tomatoes from the farmers. We don't allow them to donate because we want to contribute to their mm-hmm. well-being as well. But at any rate, we try and buy as many different varieties as we can get our paws on. So our presentation is nice too, because you get to see a whole version of the tomato that you're actually tasting. So, and we have a little flyer that we hand out at the door when you come in that has the varieties listed. And as you go through the tasting, you can pause and write comments about the variety that you're tasting. We have identification cards with the tomatoes that show which variety you're tasting. And so you can keep a record of which ones you liked, which ones you didn't. We do try and feature a lot of heirlooms.
Teresa, I think we talked about this once before. Almost everybody knows that there are dozens of apples, hundreds of varieties of apples. Not a lot of people realize sometimes how many varieties of tomatoes there are.
Oh, yeah. And actually, since I'm not a technical horticulturist, I don't know the number of different varieties, but I know that in the past years when we've had this and you walk in the room, it's a rainbow. I mean, all different colors, sizes, shapes, and flavors. And we're really looking for a flavor experience here so that you can, you know, you have your experience with the familiar big red tomatoes. Well, we want you to try maybe a peach-colored fuzzy tomato and see what that's like on your taste buds. One thing that may happen this year, too, as part of our education is, I mean, this has been an incredible double whammy in terms of weather. And we want our folks that support local food to also understand how that affects the farmers and availability. So we're looking for that variety. If we don't quite make our mark, we're still going to have plenty of diversity, but we'll also use it as a chance to say, hey, what was it doing in April? It was flooding. What was it doing in June? It was drought. And that affected what was going on with the plants and affected what you get to see at the market.
Is this set up like a wine tasting where, you know, how you have the bottle of wine and you can sip and taste? Same here?
Yeah, we actually have the cut-up pieces of tomatoes, so you'll be able to sample those, and we'll have something that you can eat in between because your taste buds will kind of, you know, want to go, ah, if you don't give them a little bit of a break. But Marcy's actually got a team of tomato cutters lined up. This event is probably going to take between 20 and 25 people, volunteers, to make it happen.
We'll have live music there, mm-hmm. and it's a really pleasant environment. And we'll have people from the Master Gardeners program who are going to be available to ask questions about growing tomatoes yourself. It's a fun event.
Fruit or vegetable?
Fruit.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, you passed the test. You mentioned earlier there is a variety that's fuzzy and peach colored. Give me some of the names here.
Really colorful names.
They do. I mean, everything from the Arkansas Traveler, which a mm-hmm. lot of people know, and is actually the only tomato I've ever tasted that I like. I'll admit that on the air. I do not like raw tomatoes. I like them cooked, but I don't like them raw.
Well, I love them raw, so we're a perfect team.
Yes.
Because Marcy is such a super organizer of this event, and I like them raw, cooked, grilled. I've grilled them. I've mm-hmm. roasted them.
Yeah, we had cream sausage last year.
That's a variety?
It is. Ciudad Victoria. Mortgage Lifter was actually
I
one
like
of the favorite
one, the
names
mortgage
from last
lifter.
Year.
Yeah.
And actually one of the favorite flavored tomatoes that we had last year with in the straw poll we took on the attendees. Japanese Black Trifle, Jet Star, Hartman's Yellow Gooseberry.
Even the Green Zebra, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a green zebra.
Which is, when it's when it's ready to eat, it actually is green. Hmm. And actually, I like that one. I like the flavor of that one. I took quite a few of those home and enjoyed those.
Yeah, there's purple calabash and persimmon, taxi, pineapple. Of course, then there's the usuals like Sun Gold and Romez.
Right.
And but yeah, they're the names are almost as interesting as the different flavors. So, you know, it's all about appreciating all the varieties of tomatoes and being experimental, being brave in the farmer's market and saying, well, that's a black tomato with green stripes. I've never seen anything like that before, but I'm going to be brave and try it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
So you can taste the tomatoes from 11 until 1 on the 24th, Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, and the garden itself stays open another hour till 2.
The market stays open.
The market,
yep,
I mean,
the
yes.
market stays open till 2. I believe the garden's open till 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. All right. And if people want to know more about Slow Food?
Yes, they can go to our website, ozarkslowfood.org, or in the case of the Tomato Fest, we actually have a special email. I'm going to let Marcy read the email for that.
Well, it's marcy608-tomatoes, with an E, at yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.